Cup reaches the business end.
The Cricket World Cup. Join the grandstand team on 891 ABC Adelaide.
Some of our favourite people are the Wicked Boys from The Chaser. We enjoy their weekly outrage on a Wednesday night. And Chris Taylor joins us today. Hi, Chris.
Very good afternoon, Carol. It's been too long, hasn't it?
It's been so long, Chris.
I miss you.
This makes up for it.
It does, it does. Hey, just so you know, how's Coco's form been in the tipping this year? Is Coco a reliable tipster?
Coco is brilliant. Coco leaves the Swinburne computer for dead,
really?
I have to tell you, yes.
What's its success rate? How many on an average round would it pick correctly?
About five.
That's all right. Maybe we should put Coco in charge of Treasury as well, or the Reserve Bank.
Don't think it hasn't been suggested.
Right.
Now, I know one of the things you guys are doing is to try and find out whether Australian women prefer Mr. Darcy or Brad Pitt. Which of you is going to pretend to be Mr. Darcy and which of you is going to pretend to be Brad Pitt?
Look, I very bravely volunteered to play the role of Mr. Darcy.
Oh, go on, give us a bit of Darcy.
I'm not going to know. It's hard to do without... I'm a mess. That actor, Carol. I need to be in the tails and the top hat and the dripping white shirt that Colin Firth made so famous.
You can't even say egad.
Egad? What I could do... would you do me the honour of allowing me a radio interview with you on ABC Local Radio Adelaide?
Mr. Darcy, we'd be delighted, enchanted to entertain you.
I'll tell you the origins of this piece. Because I came across a study. You know how... the newspapers are full of meaningless studies.
We love them. They give us our program material.
Well, that's the thing. Only radio stations read them and use them. Everyone else just sort of forgets about them the minute they see it in the paper. But radio, like breakfast radio in particular, can get about 4 hours just on, you know, are men or women, you know...
different.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so one of these studies was that 8 out of 10 women would rather spend the night with Mr. Darcy than with Brad Pitt.
And your point is?
Well, I found that very hard to believe. I reckon that's the sort of thing you'd say if you were surveyed on the street. But if push came to shove, and a fictional character from Regency-era England actually asked you out, using that pompous old-school language, would you actually say yes?
Like a shot.
Well, you would, you reckon?
Yes.
Well, I went out to test this on the streets this week, and, I'm not going to give away the results, but... I had a lot of fun doing it.
Excellent.
And I'll just give a little ladies' warning. I'm no Colin Firth. I couldn't quite do the smoulder that Colin Firth did so well, but I gave a red hot stab at the emerging from the lake wet white shirt scene.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried it. Now, I don't quite have his physique. I don't think it's going to be, you know, go down in the history of television on level with the BBC adaptation version, but I certainly enjoyed having an attempt to recreate that scene.
As long as you had your budgie smugglers on underneath the wet white shirt.
Oh, I had the knickerbockers. I had the chocolates.
Yeah. Now, Samantha has rung. I'm talking to Chris Taylor from The Chaser. She's very worried. She said there's a big promo for you on the Nine Network. You're not going to be lured across to become packer chasers, are you?
I heard about this. I didn't see the story myself, but we got wind because the people at A Current Affair there, which for regular viewers of our show would know, is a pretty constant target on The Chaser. Like Andrew and Chaz do that segment analysing current affairs, and we got a call from them saying would we like to do an interview, and we smelt a rat or wondered what their angle was. Was it a reverse hatchet job after all these years? And in the end, we were just too busy because we've got such a hectic shooting schedule. We couldn't do the interview. But they ran the piece anyway. And apparently, it was just an incredibly positive puff piece. So there's all sorts of tongues wagging now that, you know, Packer's trying to butter up The Chaser or, you know, try and steal some of the audience that we've been getting at the ABC. So, look, I'm here to reassure listeners of the ABC that no deal is done as yet. We're more than happy to be entertained, wine and dine on Jamie Packer's personal icebreaker. We'd like to go over. We want invites to Jamie Packer's wedding in France to Erica Baxter, and we want use of Eddie McGuire's home every other weekend. Then we might consider any offers they're dangling before us. But can I give you a little sneak preview, Carol?
Yeah.
Although we're not necessarily going across to Nine, we did make a pilot for them. And we're going to roll an excerpt of our Channel 9 pilot on the show this week to show just how different it would look if we ever did go to the dark side.
Lots of bad taste ads.
Lots of ads and lots of product placement, lots of cross-promotion, and we're slightly more smartly dressed. We look a lot more like Grant and Denyer or Rose.
So. Have you got Channel 9 sports blazers?
No, we didn't go down the blazer look, but it's very clean lines on the sets. And it's fair to say we did an ad road test, and it's the only time we've ever done an ad road test, and the ad passed the test with flying colours.
Talking about products, we've got a red-hot idea for you.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you be the first to bring out Boris Vodka?
And
when you buy the bottle, you get a doll, like a boonie, a doll that doesn't stand up.
That's very good. Could the doll have two functions? Maybe do the chicken dance for 20 seconds and then pass out cold. I think there's lots of legs in that, or not legs, as the case may be, if it's a legless doll. But I'll take that to the rest of the guys. I was saddened to hear about the passing, obviously, of the former Russian leader. We're going to mark it on the show this week.
Well, so I thought you might. Cheers.
We'll mark it with a 21-shot salute. We'll all just drink vodka shots 21 times.
What do you guys think about the fact that up and down various parts of the east coast of Australia in pubs, they are banning two-up on Anzac Day because they say it leads to violence?
Look, I'm a bit cynical about this, because two-up is, you know, it's rare that a pub would ever ban gambling, I reckon. And I mean, I'm not that I'm a regular player of it on Anzac Day, but I've never seen it break out in fights. At least not fights of the nature of Gallipoli or anything like that. But wearing my cynical hat, Carol, I wonder if it's actually drawing money away from the poker machines. And this is sort of an initiative. They've come up with a faux excuse for why they have to ban it, because everyone's so enjoying playing two-up on that one day of the year. They're not playing the machines.
And somebody punched a machine, they say.
The pokies have a bigger return. They don't make much from the two-up, the pubs. So I reckon, I mean, I might be completely wrong on this, but that's how I was reading that controversy. Feel free to call in this afternoon if you can prove me wrong.
And you mentioned the doll doing the chicken dance. Yeah. We were tickled by the thought that a survey shows that among the things with which bosses reward good workers are frozen chickens and turkeys. Who would you like to give a frozen turkey to?
I'd like to give a turkey of a kind to everyone in the Big Brother house, but probably not a frozen turkey. What a bizarre gift.
It's weird, isn't it?
If the boss really cared, wouldn't he cook it?
Yeah.
Put some stuffing in and maybe season. You've got to do all the work yourself.
The Big Brother's dying the death where the chaser is thriving, I gather.
Look, I heard the figures were slightly down on opening night, but then I went to look at what they were, and they were still extraordinary. Like, apparently they were down on a previous year or something, but they were still 1.5 million, which doesn't exactly spell the death knell of the franchise just yet. And that's many more viewers than we'd ever dream of. So,
but if you did a neuron count, you'd still be ahead.
I don't know why people still tune into Big Brother. You almost just think they're playing repeats, don't you? It's so indistinguishable from previous years. It's just, you know, the same 21 bogan contestants, just with even more ridiculous names. There's someone in there this year called Cruz and Zoran. They're not Australian names. They're sort of comic book heroes. And there's someone called Demet, which is spelled D-E-M-E-T. Are they just choosing them for the names now? I'm not a Big Brother viewer, so I won't pretend to be an expert on the topic, but it looked to me like a multiple of Lisa Robertson's all waiting for their toilet cubicle moment in the sun.
Why can't they have good old-fashioned names like Chris Taylor?
Yeah, I agree.
And just one final thing. Charles Firth is going to, this will be a very short segment, investigate how much Americans know about Australia. It should be richly entertaining.
Yes, it is actually quite a fun piece. It's because you know how earlier in the year there was a big tourism push in America. I think Bindi Irwin went over as an ambassador, and Lara Bingle's been doing all those ads. And we wanted to know just how much Americans actually know about Australia, and if they were coming over to plan a holiday, you know, what they'd want to see.
Did you ask them what the bloody hell you know about Australia?
We did indeed ask them that. And we kind of we suggested famous landmarks of the world, such as the Great Wall of China and the Eiffel Tower, telling them they were in Australia. And none of them batted an eyelid. They just took it at complete face value. It was even a mystery to them that such a thing as the Eiffel Tower existed. They'd never heard of it. We're quite impressed by it, and I'm planning a trip to Melbourne to see it, as we speak. So that's coming up. I think that's, it's like, we used to do these pieces in CNNN when Julian Morrow went over to test American geography, so we thought we'd do another one a couple of years on, and it's fair to say that after, you know, 3 more years of Bush, they haven't got any tomatoes.
I wonder why. The Chase, at the totally new time of 9 o'clock... And you're still on a Wednesday, and you're still getting a repeat on Friday?
We are. It's repeated at 11 o'clock on Friday.
Look, it makes the world a happier place. Chris Taylor from The Chase, nice to talk to you.
Great to catch up with you, Carol.
Look, don't miss them. They are outrageous and funny, and it's good.